I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. We all like to win, but sometimes winning is so easy we're embarrassed. Last night, my co-rec team played a really weak opponent. I was feeling pretty good about our chances before the game started because I watched them take infield practice and they looked pretty uncoordinated. And then just before game time, their manager asked me if they could play five guys and four girls because one of their girls wasn't there. I happened to have an extra girl, and I sent her to play on their team, hoping that move wouldn't come back to haunt me. It didn't. They were home team, so we batted first, and our first five batters got on. Our sixth batter forced an out at second, then our next five batters got on. Some were good hits, but others were routine grounders that their fielders booted or threw away. Everybody on our team batted in the first inning. Actually, 14 players went to the plate, and we scored 9 runs. I was pitching, and in the bottom of the first, I pitched as I normally do, virtually all high knuckle balls on the corners. Their girls hit better than their guys, which wasn't very good, and they managed to scratch out a run in the first inning. My team batted in the top of the second, and we batted around again in the second inning. This time, 12 batters went to the plate, and 8 of them in a row got on base this time. And we ran slower and stopped after one base, and we still got 8 more runs. So we led 17-1 after an inning and a half. I changed my pitching for the second inning. I lobbed up grapefruits, right down the middle, wanting them to hit better so we wouldn't be done in just 3 innings. I mean, the weather was gorgeous, everybody was hitting, some of our folks had driven an hour to get to the game, and we wanted to play more than 15 minutes. So what happened when I tossed the ball easily to their batters? Yep, they hit it. Right to our shortstop, right to our third baseman. Easy grounders, 3 up, 3 down. So our game ended early, and though we won by the 15-run slaughter rule, when it comes right down to it, that game was not nearly as fun as the games we came from behind to win in the last inning. Why is that anyway? Go figure. What do you do when you're playing a team that has no business being on the field? Now, having said all that, let me throw in a clarification here. Sometimes the score gets lopsided fast, but not because the teams are mismatched. I had a game this season where after 3 innings we were down by 10. But we scored 11 runs in the fourth and we ended up winning the game. Here's why that's different from my first story. In this game, the other team got their lead by hitting a lot of fluke pop-ups that fell in the short outfield and grounders that got between our infielders. And we were hitting screaming line drives right into their gloves. So in those early innings, our outs looked better than their hits. And that usually means the game is going to turn around before it's over. That's a whole lot different than an obviously professional team against a bunch of beginners. Okay, I'm switching topics now with a story that I think is kind of funny. Weird funny. As you may know, I wrote a book on coaching, managing, and playing adult slow-pitch softball. I sell it through my website, and I advertise that you can't get it anywhere but from me. I pack it, address it, and put stamps on it right there in my living room, and I drive it to the post office. I say in my ad that if Amazon or Abe Books or a Libris or anyone else wants to sell you my book, they have to buy it from me for the same price you pay. Well, with a situation like that, you'd think you'd never find it at Amazon, right? So imagine my surprise when I was doing a Google search for my books this afternoon, and I found that Amazon has it. Or at least one of the smaller bookstores that sells through Amazon has a copy. And here's the kicker. Buy it from me, the price is $20 new. Buy it from Amazon, it's $50 used. What in the world are those people thinking? Maybe if that store sells a copy for $50, they'll buy one from me and keep the difference. Anyway, it makes me feel good that somebody thinks my book is worth 2.5 times its actual price. Just don't you buy it for that much, okay? You can find it at my price at slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.